WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtains on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? Welcome to the Lunch Show, giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls, one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For All About Me, you can check out jasonquallscfp.com. That's jasonquallscfp.com. For those of you with a money question, a comment, you can click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. First up on the list for today's show, appreciate you joining in, by the way, we're going to talk about some financial advisors. What's the latest in some of their trials, troubles, and tribulations? On this show, we regularly talk about guys who get in trouble. We don't do that to scare you or freak you out. We do that to remind you that a lot of advisors who do the wrong thing are not independent, commission-free, fee-only, certified financial planners. Now, this is a big criticism of independent advisors. Well, you're not with a big firm. What happens if you die? What happens if something happens to you? You know, I trust a big firm because I can watch their TV commercials. Well, they have a lot of people in their office. They seem more established because they're a big investment or insurance firm or bank. Well, good old Merrill Lynch was fined $26 million. The SEC and FINRA said the firm failed to implement reasonable anti-money laundering procedures. Their anti-money laundering policies and procedures in place from 2011 to 2015 were not reasonably designed to account for the additional risk associated with services offered by its retail brokerage accounts. What that's saying is, did they have money launderers investing with Merrill Lynch? Doesn't say that. Could they have? Maybe. Maybe that's how they got caught, without the proper policies and procedures, because maybe the Treasury Department caught some money launderers. What do money launderers do? It's not the mafia. It could be terrorists. It could be a lot of bad stuff. It could be drug dealers. A lot of bad stuff. You don't want that associated with your firm. Now, we don't know what Merrill Lynch did. We just know they don't have the policies in place, or at least they didn't have, to enforce anti-money laundering. Merrill Lynch failed to adequately monitor for, detect, and report certain suspicious activity related to transactions or patterns of transactions in its customers' accounts. So, if you ever try to open up a bank account, and I'm talking about, or just make a deposit into your bank account, a large deposit into your bank account, over $10,000, do you know the money laundering practices banks have to follow? I'm sure there's some similar criteria and steps and procedures that happens at investment firms. But here's the deal. If you think because you're with a big investment firm and a big bank and they have these steps or they don't have these steps that they're actually taking better care of you because of it, get real. What I've learned, and you've probably learned in any service or product you've purchased, in many cases, the larger the institution, the less likely is you're going to get great service. I compare my practice as a fee-only certified financial planner, looking at my guys down the street, the great sponsors of Financial Coaching Radio, Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. Now, there's three or four agents over there, and they represent 10, 15 different companies. But since there's three or four local folks here, they actually work with you. You're not dealing with the big behemoth of an insurance carrier. Same goes for these large financial institutions. Independence can mean better customer service when it comes to your financial advisor. LPL. Now, LPL is an independent broker-dealer. They work with a lot of independent advisors who are salespeople. You know what my thoughts are on salespeople's? Not a big fan. You shouldn't be either. But LPL loses $462,000 in an arbitration claim stemming from a broker or financial advisor who ran a Ponzi scheme. LPL was deemed liable for not supervising the advisor, Charles Fackrell. That's the guy's name. He has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for defrauding clients. So I guess the advisor is paying his, or former advisor is paying his debt to society right now. And he was sentenced to five years in jail for running a $1.4 million Ponzi scheme operated under the LPL platform. He called his Ponzi scheme, get this, here's what he titled it, Robin Hood. I guess he was taken from the rich and given to his poor old self. Anyway, LPL is going to pay a $460,000 fine. The advisor, by his own admission, said he was mentally ill when he started working at the firm LPL. The trading in clients' accounts was simply irrational and made no sense. There were not just losses from the Ponzi scheme, but clients lost far more from the advisor's crazy trading. And I have to agree with this next statement. How do retirees trade millions of dollars in their accounts without setting off red flags? Like, who are you hiring? I know you personally, but just in general, who are these people hiring? So you hire this advisor, you give him, you know, several hundred thousand dollars, and he ends up having $1.5 million or whatever it was in a Ponzi scheme, again, called Robin Hood. And he's doing things like buying variable annuities, and he's buying, you know, energy stocks, and other high commission type structured products. And the clients? I know LPL screwed up here, allegedly, according to the lawsuit. That's why they're being fined $462,000. But you, as the client, how do you not know this? When you hire an advisor, do you not talk about, hey, here are my goals and dreams as it relates to retirement? Here's how much I have. Tell me about my investment strategy as it currently stands today. Is it good based on my goals and dreams? Is it okay? Is it bad? And then you map out a game plan to better improve your strategy based on your goals and dreams. And then you and the advisor agree. You shake hands, say, thanks for your help. We got a great strategy. Let's go implement it. And then at some point down the road, let me get this straight. The advisor puts you in variable annuities without you knowing it, or he puts you in high-cost commission-based products and concentrated in energy stocks. Well, maybe he hid it from the clients too. Maybe. Maybe not. It really comes down to a couple things. It's not really a problem with LPL or any other independent broker-dealer. It's not really a problem with mentally ill people entering into the financial services business. Here is the end-all, be-all to putting an end to stuff like this, at least for the very most part. If you don't want to be taken advantage of by a financial salesperson or a financial criminal, only work with a true, not someone pretending, a true fee-only certified financial planner. Now, can't say this forever, but as the world stands today in the investing world, the financial planning world, no crook is going to go through the process of truly becoming fee-only and being able to say with conviction that he believes in the fee-only way without it actually being true in almost all instances. The people who commit these frauds and these crimes, the people who sell these high-cost financial crap to their clients, are really financial salespeople. They're rarely all three criteria of independent, commission-free, and a certified financial planner. What do I tell you every day? Get a second opinion from the right type of advisor. I know you got a guy. I know you want to work with the big firms. It makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. But if you don't actually know what your advisor is supposed to know, what their credentials are, how they're compensated, if you're overpaying for your products and or your advisor, you're going to come see me one day and I'm going to have to break the bad news to you. You could have done better. Every year you overpay. That's a year of money wasted. And not just wasted for that year, it's what that money would have grown to in the future. It could cost you tens, if not hundreds, of thousands of dollars. Financial Coaching Radio taking our first break. Be sure to stick around. I'm Jason Wall, Certified Financial Planner. Back with you in just a moment.
Hey, Financial Coaching Radio listeners. If you don't understand exactly how your financial advisor is compensated, you could be in big trouble. My name is Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner. To learn more about why my process is so unique, go to jasonquallscfp.com or call 878-2134 today. A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tutherell Helen Welch, CPAs, at 848-1072. Tutherell Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Donegal Insurance Group use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Make Middle Tennessee Insurance Group your choice. Call today for your hassle-free quote at 615-898-0053.
Back to the show. That show is Financial Coaching Radio, one of my most popular shows via the podcast. If you didn't know, you can listen to all, we've been doing the show too long to get all of the shows on the website, but you know, a year's worth of podcasts available on the website, financialcoachingradio.com. Click archives. One of my most popular podcasts has to do with divorce financial planning. If you're going through a divorce, what to do pre-divorce, what to do post-divorce, get your financial affairs in order, keep them in order. Now I want to switch it up. I want to talk about what to do financial planning wise before you get married. I think if I had to estimate, almost 10 times a year, I would say up to 10 times a year, newly married couples or couples about to get married come see me. Because I'm a certified financial planner, I'm fee only, I do comprehensive planning. They come see me to hopefully get on track before the marriage or right after the marriage. I'm talking within the first 6 months, certainly within the first year. And I am truly amazed in this day and age how many people are getting married without having a conversation about money, what their values are, how they're going to actually handle their finances. I've had one couple that didn't even communicate at all about the finances. They didn't even know what the other one made as far as income. Now, I have to say, that's impressive, even for a millennial. Now, they are different. But you'll find out, as far as marriage and money, they're not that different than maybe you or I. But there's some things you can do if you're getting married soon. There's some things you can do if you just became a newlywed. And you don't need some complicated financial plan. You don't need to hire a financial planner in most cases if you're just starting out. You just need some basic steps. So here are some to-dos for your to-do list before you say, I do. I don't know if I thought of it. I thought I would assume Valentine's Day would be up there. But Christmas Day or around Christmas time is the most popular time for marriage proposals. Getting engaged. And some of the stats I'm going to share with you will just flat out floor you, especially if you have your marital financial ducks in a row. You got to talk about financial compatibility, right? What is it, like a third of newlyweds say that their biggest issue is money? I'm not talking about the cause of divorce. I don't know. Their biggest conflict is money. Well, maybe because you never talked about money before you actually got married, or even certainly before you got engaged. And you may say, well, I'm an old school type of guy. And I'm not saying you have to be old school. But I heard it from someone a long time ago, said, hey, engagement is the time that lasts a little bit of a run to figure out if this is truly going to work. You get a lot more serious. I don't say you have to do everything like you're married, but hey, have the tough conversations about kids and money and just your values and maybe your faith. Have those tough conversations. Really dig deep into one another to make sure you are compatible on all levels. Because once you go in front of the judge, go in front of the preacher, that's it, folks. And divorce is tough. Ask anyone who's been through it. Ask anyone who has children and has went through a divorce. It's tough. And you don't want to add to the conflict, because you could have had a conversation about many of these things. Certainly your money and your financial compatibility being one of the most important. What's most important is that Mr. and Mrs. to-be have an open conversation about their individual financial situation as early as possible. Don't just glance over that last part of the phrase. As early as possible. You gotta know who you're marrying. I know the conversation isn't always easy. I understand that. But you gotta know. You gotta have this conversation about your financial situation early. According to the American Psychological Association, their survey, almost one-third of adults with partners reported that money is a major source of conflict in their relationship. It doesn't have to be a source of conflict if you just talk about what you got going on and you are honest about what you got going on. And you can be honest with each other and yourself and go, you know what? I love you and I really do care for you, but man, we're just not in the right financial state right now to get married. And I know you want to. Getting married is a lot like buying a house or a car. You get kind of marriage fever, right? You get like new house fever. You gotta have it. You gotta do it. You gotta do it soon. Well, if you're going to be together forever, sort some of these complicated things out that will cause conflict later. Anyone who's been married longer than 10 years will tell you, man, if they could go back in time, they would have sorted out many of these issues beforehand. Beforehand. And certainly if you talk to people who have been through a divorce, the hindsight always is 20/20, and I get that. But that any people who parted on amicable terms and go, but you know what? If we'd have just done a few things differently, we may not have ended up in this spot. May not have ended up there. You got to understand what the other person's spending habits are. A lot of the way we view money, whether it's good or bad or indifferent, our view, our take on money was majorly influenced by our childhood, our parents. Researchers have found that both parents, as well as just how they treated money, what your financial situation was as a child, or just observing your parents saving and spending, has some of the greatest influences on your money habits in adulthood. Now, you can take it for what it's worth. I firmly believe that. Where did you get your thought? Where did you learn about money in most cases? Watching your parents. If they sucked with money, maybe you have a big fear of sucking with money, so you don't want to suck with money. Or maybe if they sucked with money, maybe you just continue on that path. You can stop it. You can change it. You're not stuck. You're not stuck. A lot of people these days, especially in second marriage situations, are financing their own wedding. Get this stat. The average cost of a wedding last year, $37,000. And get this stat. The average debt for newly married couples is about $26,000. So don't spend $37,000 on a wedding. Spend $26,000 to pay off your debt. You'd be a lot happier when you're married. Oh, but I want the honeymoon. I want the big diamond ring. And I want the big fancy reception and rehearsal dinner. Well, who are you doing that for? Are you truly doing it for the one you're marrying, the one you so-called love? Or are you doing it to show off? Now, if you got the extra money, you can spend $37,000 and you have no debt between the two of you when you get married. Knock yourself out. Spend as much as you want. It's like any other financial purchase you're making. But if you're drowning in debt before you walk down the aisle, that's just stupid and you know it. Millennials, this is younger folks, their average credit score is 625. Their average debt is $26,485. Generation Xers, my generation, they have a little bit better credit score of an average of 650 with almost $27,000 in debt. 33% entered a marriage unaware of the amount their spouse's student loan debt, while 40% didn't know their spouse's credit score. I don't know if you've got to get a copy of your spouse's credit score or your future spouse's credit score, but it's probably not a bad idea. But you certainly got to know how much debt they have. Like, hey, honey, we're back from my honeymoon. Guess what? I got $127,000 in student loan debt and $10,000 in credit card debt. Hey, I'll see you later. Not going to work, is it? A common issue among married couples is also secret spending. Men hide their spending from women more than women hide it from men. On average, men typically spend about $1,200 before mentioning it to their spouse, while women spend an average of $383 prior to saying anything to their spouse. So men, you are the shady characters when it comes to spending money and hiding it from your wife. Act like a grown-ass man. Come on. You know better than that. I'm trying to kick you in the teeth here because, look, how you treat your spouse is going to really determine how things change in your life over time, whether it be your future of your marriage or just how you parent with your kids. All this stuff is important. All this stuff is important. Talk about buying your first house. Talk about when you want to have kids, how many kids. But importantly, talk about money. What are you bringing to the table? What am I bringing to the table? How are we going to clean up this mess? How can we do better? Because everyone can do better. Certain tips, basic finance, emergency fund, sticking to a budget, don't live above your means, getting the proper amounts of insurance coverages should be all accomplished in year one of your marriage. But you can't do any of that if you're starving to death because of debt. Hope that woke some of you up. Somebody else needs to hear this podcast. Please sure to share with financialcoachingradio.com with them. They can click on archives and look for the Marriage and Money Show. Will be coming up for you probably next week on the website. I'm Jason Gwall, Certified Financial Planner, taking our next break. Be sure to stick around.
Do you have a financial plan? I'm not talking about a worthless binder full of pretty charts and graphs. Are you certain you're on track to reach all your financial goals? A comprehensive financial plan is about so much more than just your IRA and mutual funds. It involves risk management, tax planning, professional investment management, retirement, and estate planning. Make sure your entire financial life is in order by calling me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner at 878-2134, or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com. You have worked your entire life for what you have, and you deserve to determine how your assets are passed on to your loved ones. Make sure your estate plan is in order by calling John Baker, estate planning attorney, today at 896-5621. Estate planning is not about you, but those you leave behind. For more, go to bakercounsel.com or call 896-5621.
Welcome back to The One Show, giving you the truth about personal finance. No books to sell, certainly not pitching any financial products or seminar tickets. We'll leave that to the other guy. He's so good at it. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. For all about me, go to jasonquallscfp.com. That's jasonquallscfp.com. If you want to jump in with a question, a comment, a disagreement, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. We've had a great show for you today. Two segments down, two topics down. Now we're going to change gears once again and talk about a third topic of the day. Only on Financial Coaching Radio can you get this much financial advice in one place in the hour-packed segments, or the segments packed in an hour, however you want to say it. Before buying a car, do you make this money mistake? I've made it once, and I never make it again. So I'm going to tell you the advice that, hey, I learned this when I was about 18, 19, 20 years old. Maybe you haven't learned this yet because you get car fever. You find a car. You got to have a car. You just go out and you say, I want the car. And then you trust the dealership to give you financing. I'm still amazed how many people buy a car at this day and age based on the monthly payment. Now, I'm not talking about a lease. Now, you can do some figuring, and is a lease deal good? Is it bad? And yes, folks, there are good lease deals. There are terrible lease deals. There are okay lease deals, and there's a factor in determining if a lease is good. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about buying a vehicle outright with financing. And when you buy a car with financing, you can't just look at the payment. Well, it's $383 a month. I can afford that. It's about the price of the car that determines how great a deal that you got on the car. And then after the price of the car, it's the interest rate and the terms of the loan. How many people out there rush off to buy a car without securing your financing first? You need to get pre-approved. You need to get pre-approved before you buy a car. This will give you so much more leverage at the dealership. And it actually may turn out getting you a better deal on financing in the first place and even a better deal on the price. Here's what you should do. Shop around with three lenders. Your local bank, a couple of loans. Quick Google search will determine, you know, do a quick nationwide loan search out there. Get the best deal you can on the terms and the interest rate of the loan. Get pre-approved for what you're looking for. And then go find the car. Go find the car after that. You can walk into the dealership and go, hey, I'm a cash buyer. Let's negotiate this price. You can say, hey, I have all the power here. They're not going to sucker me into paying too much because I know what I can afford before I even got here. And once you set the purchase price of the vehicle, talk to the finance dude down at the dealership. A lot of these bigger dealerships we have in our area today, they'll sometimes be able to beat your interest rate in terms on the loan you were pre-approved for, and now you've won twice. You've won on the price of the car, and now you're going to win even more on the financing of the car. So some other tips from getting financing and avoiding the big mistake. What's the big mistake before buying a car? You got to get pre-approved. It could save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on interest. Shop with three different lenders. Check your credit score. Check your credit report. Make sure you clean up any errors that are on there. And shopping for a loan should be just as, if not more important, than shopping for the car. Because that loan is going to determine what kind of deal you get. I know people who have applied for a lot of loans, and because they had no credit history, had to pay 8-9% interest. Man. In this day and age, in financing, when interest rates as low as they are on everything, unless your credit score is just terrible, you don't need to be paying anywhere near that kind of interest rate. And folks, and you need a credit score if you're going to continue to borrow money. And how do you maintain a credit score? Well, you got to keep borrowing money. Well, that means a credit card that you pay off every month, you got to keep maintaining credit or your credit score will go away. If your credit score goes away, it's even more and more difficult to get a good deal on financing. So shop with three lenders, check your credit report, go into the dealership with all the power, all the leverage, and get a great deal on the price of the vehicle. Then, as I said earlier, talk to the finance guy, the finance manager at the dealership. Let them try to beat your best loan offer with dealership financing. Dealers have access to loans from many, many finance companies, and they can undercut other lenders to get your business. Maybe there's a lot of incentives you get for using in-house financing. I'll let you weigh those options. But whether you're buying a house or you're buying a car, any other major purchase, get pre-approved. And for the love of Pete, stop buying cars based on the monthly payment. Is it a consideration? Absolutely. But don't let some salesman go, hey, we'll get you in this one for $482 a month. Hey, that's great. I can afford that. It may be $5,000 more than you should be paying. Don't worry so much about the payment. Worry about the price and the terms of financing. I told you a lot would be covered on Financial Coaching Radio today. Just like every other day. Now, this show, we're talking about real-life financial situations, situations my clients get into and get out of every single month of the year. And that's why getting a second opinion from an independent, fee-only certified financial planner is crucial. Make sure your advisor does comprehensive planning. You just don't need an investment guy or girl these days in many instances. You need someone to look at your whole financial picture. That's what you're paying for anyway. you're just probably not getting it. Go to JasonQuallsCFP.com for more. JasonQuallsCFP.com. Now, I'm out of here. I'm not out of here for today, but just out of here for this segment. If you got that question, get that last-minute money question in now at FinancialCoachingRadio.com.
Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072 today. We have many great insurance agents in Rutherford County. The trouble is, most of them really don't work for you and me. That's why I only recommend the independent agents of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. They've helped many of my clients get the home and auto insurance coverages they need while also saving them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. See if you're wasting money on home and auto insurance today by calling Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 898-0053. That's 898-0053.
Financial Coaching Radio is back with you. It's been a great show today. Great having you along today. Each and every day is a blessing. Every listener I earn, I get, I truly appreciate it. Our sponsors appreciate it because, look, without you guys, without the listeners, without the sponsors, can't be doing this show, can't be out there helping as many people as possible. If you're one of the people who believes that you understand totally and you've understood for a while that you need to live on less than you make, and you know that not one person's financial situation is that similar to another, cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't work for most. You're unique. You need a unique financial plan. You need a unique financial advisor, like an independent fee only certified financial plan. If you missed any part of this show or any show, you can't catch the show, listen online anytime through financialcoachingradio.com. Click archives. Don't forget about the WGNS app for your smartphone. Don't forget about checking out JasonQuallsCFP.com, because that's the place you're going to learn about what I do, how I do it, why I do it. The why is the most important. The why I do it. Why are most financial advisors really financial salespeople? Do a little digging. You'll find out. Maybe you'll understand it's all about making more money, not doing the right thing. I'm all about doing the right thing. I'm out of here for today. Again, I appreciate you listening today and every day. I'll be back with you next time right here on WGNS at 4 o'clock every weekday. Don't go away just yet. There is more local talk on the way.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show, and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.